Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, education. Lesson 5, Jesus as the master teacher. Tuesday, reading the master teacher's mind. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, we read chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill you my joy that you be. Now, this is the top. Fulfill my joy that you be what? That you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's great, isn't it? Being of one love, one accord, one mind, the same love. It seems that this is the most difficult thing to achieve on this planet, that two people are on the same level. One accord, same love, one mind. That's nearly impossible. Otherwise, Paul wouldn't have written, fulfill my joy when you come there, to this point in love. And then, this is a very practical aspect, how he goes on here, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, vain glory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. First you, second I. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is the point. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He's the one who served. He served and served and served for the needs of the people. One Sabbath day, people did not dare to bring their sick to Jesus, because on Sabbath, nothing is allowed to be done, as they were taught by the Pharisees and scribes. But when the sun set on Sabbath evening, they all were there with all their sick relatives, friends. They brought all the sick people of the village to Jesus, because they knew he can heal. He's the only one. And because they all came and waited till the sunset, it took a long time for Jesus to heal all of these people. And then he taught and preached and healed. So it was very, very late in the night when he found sleep. And then we read, very early in the morning, he got up before darkness changed to the brightness of the day. It was still dark when he got up, looked for a fine place in nature to be alone with his Father. And then the disciples found him. he had already got a new vision. And the disciples say, come, the people are waiting. Come, come, they expect you. Let's go to another village. He got a new vision. But they wait for you. Let's go to another village. They should hear the gospel as well.